Okay. So this week's Parsha's Kedoshim, we have the very, very prominent, famous mitzvah. If a mitzvah could be famous, no, I think it's fair to say that. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Of course, Rabbi Akiva says regarding this mitzvah. What does he say? Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is the klal gadol. This is a major principle of the Torah. Of course, this is something that is hopefully on our minds during this time, during Sfiras HaOmer. Right now, we're in that zone between whether you're the first part of Sfira person or second part of Sfira person. If you're, you know, right now we're in between. So everyone is observing a degree of avelus for the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And of course, we know that they died. Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because of not being no a kavod zeh bezeh. They didn't show proper honor to each other. And Rabbi Akiva, of course, is the one himself who says, "You have to reicha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'Torah." Loving your fellow Jew like yourself is a fundamental principle of the Torah. Now, others expound upon this. You know that really there's something so essential to this mitzvah that basically almost all the mitzvahs fall under this category. But we have to ask the question. Yes, it's very clearly very, very important, and it would seem to cover many mitzvos in one particular category, right? That we know that mitzvos can be divided into many different ways to divide mitzvos into two categories, but a very commonly applied distinction between different types of mitzvos are some mitzvos are bin adam lamakom, and some are bin adam lachavero. Bin adam lamakom, mitzvos between man and God. Between the makom, the omnipresent, between man and God. Of course, these are mitzvos that, you know, don't seem to impact other people, like me davening, me learning Torah, me taking a lulav and esrog, me, you know, reading Megillah, whatever it is. That's me and God. And then there are mitzvos ben adam lachavero, like returning a lost object, like not killing somebody. That's a really nice thing to do to somebody, to not kill them. We shouldn't take it for granted these days. These are ways to interact with somebody else. You help somebody unload their donkey. I'm sure that's happened to some of you recently. Someone helped you unload your donkey, and that's fulfilling a mitzvah of bin adam lachavero. And it's very easy to see that the application of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha being that. I understand very well that all the mitzvahs bin adam lachavero can also be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. The problem is that there are many, many mitzvahs, as we said, that are not bein adam l'chavero. They're bein adam l'makom. There are many mitzvahs that don't seem to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So you can't tell me that this is the fundamental mitzvah of the Torah. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is the main mitzvah of the Torah. Right, the way the famous Hillel Hazaken phrases it in the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, Radaf Lamed Aleph, he says, that which is hateful to you, don't do to others, and everything else in the Torah is just a commentary on that. That's how Hillel phrases it. Is that true? Again, there's so many mitzvos that are not between man and man. Davening, learning, lulav, me sitting in my sukkah, not when I invited everybody else. I didn't invite everybody else. It's just me sitting in my sukkah by myself. Me lighting menorah by myself. Okay, person may need some, maybe, okay. Most mitzvos that are bein adam lamakom are not a fulfillment of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Akiva, that this is the klal gadol b'Torah? So I think you can suggest a couple of possibilities. One of them is that you could say, no, even so, bein adam lamakom is also bein adam lachavero. It's also fulfillment of v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, because what a person does in their personal avodas Hashem impacts the world. When one Jew sits by himself learning Torah, so all of Klal Yisrael can benefit from that. And that's an important point, especially nowadays when we're thinking about what we can do for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael and our brothers and sisters on college campuses and brothers and sisters in Europe and brothers and sisters everywhere. There's some actual things that we can do, and you can make donations and you can make visits and things like that, and you can write letters to your congressman, and they're practical things that you can do in the world of the physical world. But then there's also something else. Things that you can do that are between you and God can actually benefit Klal Yisrael. So I can fulfill the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha by davening for somebody else, by learning Torah on somebody else's merit, by taking a lulav, by making a bracha with proper kavana. Especially if I have in mind that it should benefit somebody else spiritually. But even if I don't, if I'm involved in Bein Adam L'Makom, if I'm involved in mitzvahs between myself and God, if I hold back, I control myself in temptation and I don't bow to an idol I want to bow to, or I don't look at a thing that I shouldn't look at, or listen to a thing I shouldn't listen to, or say something that I shouldn't say, and I hold back in my own space, my own Dalet Amos, I'm bringing the world to a greater state of perfection, which benefits my fellow Jew. So you can actually say, you fulfill V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha through Bein Adam L'Makom service, between serving God, you and your private relationship with God. I think that's one answer to the question. I think you can suggest another answer as well. Say, V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, you should love your fellow, your friend, like yourself. But who is your friend? So the Midrash says in Devarim Rabbah, Gimel Yud Aleph, it says, who are the Reyim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are God's friends? Eli Yisrael, Jewish people are. And it says, Shenemar, as it says, Laman Achai V'Rayai, it quotes that pasuk as a source. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, so it says, that's referring to Klal Yisrael, the Hashem, and we just read it over Pesach, that we have a level of relationship with Hashem. There's a raya seed. There's a friendship. We have a friendship with Hashem. We're called Hashem's friends. V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, I guess, based on this midrash, you can actually love Hashem like yourself. When you fulfill a mitzvah, when you take a lulav, when you daven, when you learn Torah, you could be loving Hashem in that process, fulfilling V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha like yourself. And I think that this perspective is really fascinating, and a lot of people don't always think about Avodas Hashem like this, to think of Hashem as your friend. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos says Rabbi Yochanan on his deathbed, and they asked his Tamidim, he told his Tamidim that you should have fear of God should be like fear of man. They said that's it, shouldn't be much more than that. He says halavai, your fear of God should be like fear of man. That if we think of Hashem in human terms, not in a degrading way, chas v'shalom, in a disrespectful way, but in a way to feel a more personal relationship with Hashem, to be mechayev us, to obligate ourselves to do things, right? That to if I don't show up, if my chavrus is waiting for me and I don't show up, so I feel bad, I'm missing him. But what if I was just going to be learning by myself and I just decide not to? So if I envision that Hashem is sitting there waiting at the table, waiting for me to come, so that changes the relationship. That changes the action, my relationship to mitzvos. If instead of thinking of like going to davening in the morning, I'm just like dragging my body and I don't want to be here and I don't feel connected, to think that Hashem's sitting in shul waiting for me to come, he wants to have a conversation, he wants to hear from me, that changes my whole relationship with mitzvos and avodas Hashem. And that, I think, is, again, another manifestation of V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that all of avodas Hashem, Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, the mitzvahs that we do between man and man, but also the mitzvahs we do between ourselves and Hashem. Imagine yourself in Hashem's shoes, Kaviyachal. Imagine someone that you give everything in the world to. I guess parents know what this is. You give everything in the world to, and they ask for the smallest thing back. And what do they give, right? You know, parent, that happens all the time, that the parents just give and give and give to the child. And then parent says, okay, do one thing, please, just put your shoes in the drawer when you walk into the house. Please, just put away this thing, right? I served you. I worked so hard to make money, bring home food, prepare a meal for you. Please just throw out your dirty plate at the end, or put it in the sink, whatever it may be. And they don't do that much. Like you, how you feel when that happens. So do we make Hashem feel like that? We don't like being treated like that. But do we treat Hashem like that? So he gave you, I don't know, what did he give you today? Food, breath of life, shelter, everything he gives you. And then the little bit I ask, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, learning Torah, something, coming to davening, whatever it might be, and we don't want to give it back. So Hashem doesn't like that. And if we would think about that, this is how we make Hashem feel. V'haftal reicha kamocha. Love Hashem at least as much as you like yourself. How would you like to be treated and treat Hashem that way? At least that much. So I think that's another way to understand it. So again, v'haftal reicha kamocha, it's zekla gadol b'Torah. How is it possible zekla gadol b'Torah? All the mitzvahs that are between man and man, I understand. Man and God, it's harder to see. But no, because first of all, our avodas Hashem, what's between us and God, also benefits Klal Yisrael. We can fulfill my obligation to my fellow man by bringing the world to a greater state of perfection through serving Hashem, my personal relationship with Hashem. And the second pshat of connecting to V'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, that Hashem is reicha, as Chazal say, Hashem is our friend, and you view our avodas Hashem in a two being relationship, that there's actually somebody at the other end that we're trying to connect to, and treat Hashem at least as well as we would like to be treated ourselves.